grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Hello, Chris. We're joined by Chris.
Hello.
In the shop, in the safety of the shop.
That's right. I'm K Road here down at The Hemp Store. It's first Thursday. And,
It is.
You got it, Millie, and listeners around the world. First Thursday here on K Road, so there's all sorts of shenanigans going on and in general good times. And here at the shop, we've got the Drug Foundation in. They've got their little machines that go ping, all set up, and they do the substance checking.
Yes.
One of the only, if not the only place in the world where it's free, legal and confidential. And so, you know, make use of it. Bring your stuff down and get it tested.
They're a fantastic service. Yep.
Right on. And also might have some news there around some cannabis testing potentially. So stay tuned for more news on that as it comes to hand. But speaking of news to hand, it's been all about the Olympics for me this week.
I know.
And distinctly stony flavour, and I say that because Snoop Dogg has had such a prominent role, and they even went and made the Olympic torch look the most like a spliff you could possibly make it.
It looks like, so much like a spliff. I'm glad someone else noticed that.
You didn't even need Snoop there for that, right? It just looked like they were carrying a big joint around, but certainly when he had it and he was doing all the posing. He's opened a coffee shop in Amsterdam this week, or taken the opportunity while he's there, called Smoke Weed Every Day.
Yo!
After the song. After the, you might want to play that, Millie, you know. And not only that, but this Olympics is the return of Shikari Richardson, who of course was banned from the Tokyo Games for testing positive for THC, medical cannabis in fact.
Yes.
And so she's back, and she's actually posted fastest woman in the world time this year. So there you go. And I think a couple of the websites have pointed out, just in the intervening 2 years, cannabis use has become so mainstream. But it certainly hasn't hurt Shikari Richardson as such. So hopefully she'll, other than missing out on a medal last time, so hopefully she'll take that this time. And join Michael Phelps and Usain Bolt and other gold medal winning cannabis consumers.
I know. I mean, I'm gutted for her that, you know, she couldn't compete last time. But she's looking, you know, race fit.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, there is one thing that has changed since the last Olympics, and that's that CBD has been explicitly removed from all their testing regime, and they do have an ability. Sorry, we've got a little emergency. We do have an ability for them to register as using it as medicine, you know, prior to kind of thing, and getting like a dispensation. So I'm not sure if they're still allowed to use it during competition, but that certainly lets them use medical outside of competition if they want to go down that route. So that's kind of cool. There's at least that has changed in the last couple of years.
That is cool. I mean, with the international laws that have been changing, it is almost a bit outdated, you know.
Absolutely.
As an Olympic committee.
Yeah, I guess. To an extent, to some extent, the Olympics in general, you know, have got a bit of a thing about connecting with younger people and what is their sort of relevance, and it's why they kind of bring on new things. And I think a lot of people can see things like that. Well, it's not about performance, it's just enforcing a really stupid law that isn't even the law in most of America now.
Exactly.
And,
the next Olympics is LA, so, you know.
Good point.
You know,
wow.
California.
Full legalization. Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
There you go. But it has been good to see Snoop Dogg in the sidelines there. It's definitely
right on.
Waving the flag of a couple of things, you know, by being there.
He's kind of transitioned himself, you know. He's gone from the beginning of his career, he's kind of like a kind of maverick anti-establishment kind of pot smoking guy, and now he's like super mainstream businessman pot smoking guy.
I know. He can do both. Good to hear it, Chris.
Yeah, keeping on the international tip and some other good news. This is out of Thailand. We've talked that, you know, they were going to They were the first country in Asia to legalize cannabis a couple of years ago.
Yes.
And they did it at the stroke of a pen and literally just deleted their law and didn't replace it with anything else. So it's been a bit of a wild west, and it's had that thing where a new government's come in and gone, well, we're not having any of that. We're going to wipe it all.
Yeah.
Well, coalition politics. So the guy, the Inutin, that was responsible for that original law, he's still Minister of Health. And it turns out he had a round of golf with the Prime Minister over the weekend, and it's all changed. All changed.
Mm.
This is on time.com if you want to read it. And now they're going to put in a bill to properly regulate and control and legalize cannabis, but not actually ban it and criminalize it like it was before. So, these things can all be ironed out over a round of golf.
Would you look at that? I mean, it's seeming to me like the winner at the end of the day might be sport this week.
That's what it takes. That's how we get it legal.
A round of golf. Right. You might have to send Lux and Iridia.
Not quite so happy, perhaps. And that's some local news.
Yeah.
In New Zealand. Roadside drug testing could penalise prescription users, say experts. This is a very interesting. This was on yesterday on Radio New Zealand.
Yeah.
9 to noon, I think it was on. It might have been Morning Report, but you can listen to it on there. The interesting thing about it is it sounds like the government's actually got some quite different plans to the law that's currently in. And we've all been thinking, well, they're just going to start enforcing the law that Labor passed, which allowed for these oral testing on the side of the road, you know, the saliva test, a bit like a kind of COVID test or whatever, but you're spitting instead of up your nose.
Yeah.
And so we've been thinking, well, they're just going to find a device. It's going to be dodgy as heck, like in Australia, lots of false positives and inaccurate results.
20 the side.
Well, if you have a listen or a read of this thing, it sounds like it's going to be a bit different. So what it sounds like, every test gets sent to the lab, not just the people who don't want to pay the fine, like it is at the moment. So that'll be interesting, because these levels, as we've said, set at 3 nanogram for a fine or 5 nanogram supposedly high risk.
Which is ridiculously low.
It's almost zero. That's 5 parts per billion.
Pretty much.
And as we talked to Michael Balderstone from Aussie, when he tested positive, so he told me it was about an hour after having a smoke, and his test was 1,500.
Jeez.
So that's an actual real-world result of what you really get when you're under the influence or when you've, you know, recently had cannabis.
It's a bit more than 3.
Hell yeah. So that's interesting. The Radio New Zealand said skins light on detail, like what drugs will qualify and at what levels. So it sounds like even those levels, well, they might change maybe. We just don't know at this point. The medical defence that the users currently have, so if you use cannabis medically, it's the same as any other drug used medically, in that if you're following your doctor's instructions, you have a defence that you can raise if you ever do end up in court over it. And that just makes it equivalent to everything else. Well, according to this report, that medical defence may not be in the new law.
Ooh.
Which would make it like Australia, where medical users go and get the prescription and then are pinged on the road, even for, say, if they're using it for sleep and just using it at night time and then the next day being pinged. So,
ooh, that stings.
Yeah, that's not good. So hopefully, you know, you never know, that could have been some misreporting, but, you know, we want to get to the bottom of that. Simeon Brown, Transport Minister, you know, in terms of responding to why there wouldn't be a medical defence, he said, well, the intent of it is not to discriminate between illicit drugs and legal drugs.
What's crazy to me?
Defence for prescription drugs. If you're on, if you're prescribed other things, you do have a defence. So,
that's what's crazy to me is the bar isn't very level. You know, you can have a couple of drinks and get behind the wheel, you know, as long as you're under the limit.
Yes, exactly. And well, certainly, well, if you're under, I think it's 18, your limit's zero. But and if you're on learner licenses and things, but yeah, certainly there is an allowable. And I think a lot of people just go for zero though, and just don't have any if they're going to drive. But anyway, so they're saying it'll go to select committee for public feedback, and then have its reading and pass through law and all that kind of stuff, and then they'll start looking for the actual devices. So another round of consultation for that, if people are interested.
Wow.
Even if it's just a loan for that medical defence, because there was another story. This is actually on the Herald side, out of the Gisborne Herald.
Yes.
Reprinted on the Herald. Back to life. Lawa man shares his medicinal cannabis story. And this was a young guy down on the East Coast, Karangati Atiahea Marsh. And he, or 29 actually, but he's had drug-resistant epilepsy from a young age and mm-hmm. tried all sorts of different meds, hasn't worked, and is now on this compassionate program that Rua Biosciences run mm-hmm. with some of their excess cannabis that they gift to people in their area down in the East Cape there.
Yeah.
And one of 52 people, in fact, that are accessing it through there. And there's a local trust and a private donor that helps subsidise it too.
Aww.
I thought, that's really cool, isn't it?
Because,
you know,
so
it's unfunded.
Sweet.
So you get your prescription, but unlike other meds, you've got to pay for the whole lot yourself.
Totally.
And so that puts it out of reach of a lot of people. So that's really cool. But there's at least Rua. I'm not sure if other... people are doing that, but there's at least Rua that are doing this compassionate program. Very cool.
That's really lovely. And I mean, by the sounds of the story, it's totally changed his life, you know?
Absolutely, yes, that's what he said. Yeah, and he was suffering all sorts of side effects and things, so yeah.
That's a heavy diagnosis to live with, so it's good he can find some relief.
Yes, absolutely. And, of course, all that does let me put in a little plug that we have some doctors here at the Hemp Store every Friday and Saturday. So, and a similar kind of thing. Doctors that are very community-minded that want to help people access cannabis legally and, you know, going to where the people are on K Road, the people that need it, that aren't necessarily accessing cannabis at the moment through the legal scheme because it might be too expensive or difficult for them to do it, or they're just mistrustful or hesitant for whatever reason. And it's a drop-in service, no appointment needed. You just turn up and come on in and chat to the doctor, and if it's suitable and it's all good, then away you go.
Oh, fantastic. All right, and it's First Thursday, so go get your drugs checked, listeners.
Absolutely, yes.
And Whakamana's...
Go till 7 o'clock.
Whakamana's tomorrow, isn't it? Social club?
Yes, that's down at the Blue Frog, down at the waterfront, Friday nights now.
There you go.
And, yeah, it should be good too. And Canaposium coming up in next month, that's September.
Yep.
Next month, bloody hell. And then J-Day, end of the year. All on.
Phone's
ringing.
All on. Yeah, I'll let you get to that phone, Chris. But thank you so much for your time, and shout out to the Hemp Store.
Cheers.
And I'll see you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.